Hello and welcome to Greenhouse Cuisine. Let's have a look how to make spicy shrimp curry.
Hello.
Whoa! Come on!
How are you, man?
How are you?
Good. Are you ready to do a Lou Dickman Weekly, or have I surprised you?
I thought I'm on.
All right. So, Lou, the chili bowl worked out, didn't it?
Oh, the chili bowl was outstanding.
It was amazing.
Northside Pops would like to back you up. Can I have another one? Okay. All right. Yes, the chili bowl was outstanding.
Yes, and a sovereignite did win, correct?
Yes, the sovereignite did win.
All right.
Is correct.
So it's bringing together the two worlds, and all is well in Lou Dickman.
And we did not have Armageddon.
That's right. All right, Lou, let's go over your Lou's picks. We didn't do it last week because of the Chili Bowl broadcast, but your proposition bets from the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. How did Lou do?
Not bad. We'll go over point by point. You did not pick the winner. You picked the Denver Broncos.
Why are you bringing up old wounds?
But you did pick the team that won the coin toss and the result of the coin.
So that's what I did.
Seattle entails, even though Joe Namath tried to take that away from you.
And I lost the national anthem.
That is correct. You picked over. It was under. You picked the correct one on the person to score the first touchdown, the uniform number of Cliff Avril, who touched for the safety, is 56, Lou.
Okay.
So won that. The first sideline reporter on the air, you picked Aaron Andrews. It wasn't until the third quarter that Pam Oliver came on.
Oh.
Lost that one.
Okay. Whatever happened to Jane Kennedy?
Whatever happened to her? I saw her in Playboy, Lou.
I wouldn't know anything about it. I just used it for the articles.
So what will occur in the first commercial, Lou? You picked a kid.
Yes.
It was a sexy dame, as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It was the second commercial.
But here is your winning streak, starting now. The type of cap that Bruno Mars wore was none. You picked that correctly.
Okay.
You picked the highest scoring quarter. That was the third quarter. Win. Dow Jones up or down, you picked down. Win. And the color of Gatorade, Lou, you picked orange for the win. So, Lou, we put all those points into your season, and guess what? You ended up 46-46. Wow. All right, we lost.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
Lost Lou Dickman.
Welcome back!
Geez, Lou, I haven't had to edit these at all, and now I'm editing it every week. So the bottom line is, Lou, you ended up 46-46 for the season.
Yes.
Because of your incredible run of the last five questions being correct.
Beautiful.
Outstanding. So Lou, let's go over your No Forks review this week.
I'm going a little outside of the box this week.
All right, we like it when you do that.
And I am going to tip my hat off.
Yes.
To Miss Patriciana.
I'm sorry,
who just brought a delightful cold curry shrimp appetizer to the Sovereign for the boys to munch on today.
I see.
And I just want to give a LBW salute and a big thank you.
I don't know if I put that in the category of no forks, but Lou, you've definitely redefined this segment to your taste.
Well, thank you.
And Lou, what do you give that fine dish? Not a restaurant, mind you, but a dish brought in by one of the Sovereignites.
Yes, the Sovereignites. Well, actually, it's a member of the Quiets, not a member of the Louds. So we have the T-shirts made next year for football season.
I already have a nomination for Loudest, but go ahead, Lou.
I have to go 3.74.
3.74, right below yours.
The Guido.
The Guido, right below the Guido. Wow. Curry shrimp, awesome. Yeah, that's not going to draw in. Lou, what's the next big event at the Sovereign? You're planning what?
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday. What's the date on that, Lou?
Tuesday.
So what will you be playing? Will there be beads?
There'll be andouille.
Lou, I just put it on the board there. Tuesday, March 4th is the date for Fat Tuesday. There you go.
Okay, beautiful.
So, yeah, a lot of time to plan that. 3 weeks. You can buy those beads.
Yes, got to have the beads.
And ladies, you can get those shirts without, that you can pull up for Lou to give you the beads.
Yep, without a doubt. We'll try to get some Zydeco music on the jukebox.
There you go. And we'll get, could we get those Polish donuts, Lou? What are those called? Patchkes?
Patchkes, Patchkes, I don't know. That's the part we don't name has those.
I'm sorry?
The part that we do not speak of has those.
Oh, I see. So you will not bring that tradition to your Fat Tuesday celebration.
That is correct.
Will you make a Lou's Hurricane?
Oh, yes. Delightful.
Thank you. You can make that up in advance, and you can pour that out, baby.
I'm just looking forward to the practicing of the hurricanes.
There you go. There you go. Lou, it's, I was thinking about that. You should have an official cocktail. This is all, the only thing that a Lou Dickman, what would a Lou Dickman cocktail have?
Canadian Club.
You can ponder that. Canadian Club will be the base.
Yes. Yes. Lou Dickman's Hurricane will be made with Canadian Club.
All right. Lou, your question of the... Oh, wait.
I'm all ears.
For Lou's picks, I thought it would be interesting. We'll clean the slate for Lou's picks, and we'll go week by week now. And I thought it would be interesting if Lou picked the top three medal winners at the end of the Winter Olympics. So do you want the top 10 so far, Lou, so you can make your choices?
No, it's going to be Russia, U.S., and Norway.
All right, that's it. Lou has made his picks without even consulting the list. Your question of the week, Lou, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, if life were the Olympics, Lou, what would you get the gold medal in?
Screw it up.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Have an outstanding week and
go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Jumbo Shrimp Service. When you need a contradiction in terms, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Jumbo Shrimp Shrimp!